the sugya of Kameh. It's a very difficult sugya. Halavai, we should understand Rashi's pshat. I wouldn't want to go in Taisvis. V'loi b'kameya b'zman sha'inei min ha-mumche. The Mishnah said that one should not wear kameya if it's not min ha-mumche. Omar Rav Pope loiteime ad de mumche gabre u'mumche kameya. It is not necessary in order to be permitted to wear a kameya on Shabbos that there were two hamchos. The gavre became a mumche, and the kameya became a mumche. Elokivin, the mumche gavre, aval gav, the loy mumche kameya. It is sufficient if the gavre is a mumche, even though the kameya is not a mumche. Ekanami, diktoni, veloy be kameya bezman she'ein noy min ha mumche. It is not coming from a mumche. Veloy ktoni bezman she'ein noy mumche shma mino. That it is sufficient to wear a kameya as long as the one who wrote the kameya was a mumche. Now let us see Rashi. De mumche gavre u mumche kameya. So now, Rapop is telling us it is not necessary to have both. So Rashi explains in two eifanim how is it that one could have both? Sha'osa odom ze kameya zu legimul anoshim. The pashtis it would seem that Rashi means this person wrote three kameyas legimul anoshim. The nasa odom ze mumche sheripo gimul anoshim. He was merape three people. He wrote three kameyas for three people. And it would seem that these three people had the same machlis, and he wrote the same kameya. But al koponim, he was merape three people. Va kameya mumche, sheripo ksav ze gimol anoshim. The kameya also becomes a mumche, because this ksav, this nusach, was merape gimel anoshim. We see from three instances that the ksav was merape gimel anoshim. So in one shot, we could have that the gavre is a mumche and the kemei is a mumche. And the Rapop is telling us, but this is not necessary. Inami. Now Rashi wants to tell us another case that it's the gavre is a mumche and the kameya is a mumche. Shekosav odom ze gimel mine kameyim. He wrote three different ksovim, three different nuschois, shel gimel mine chaloy, for three types of choylim, le gimel anoshim. Now Rashi says, Hainu ismachi gavre b'chol kameya sheyasa lo'ilom. So if this person had such a success that three different choylim, he was merape with three different nuschoits, so shitas Rashi is this person becomes a mumche for whatever choyli there will be, and he will write a kameya for that choyli. We can assume that this is a kameya min ha-mumche. Now, in this case, in the second case, that he wrote gimel mine kameyim, three different neschois, so the gavre is a mumche, but the kameya, the nusach, is not a mumche, because the nusach, each nusach only worked once. So how could we have umumche kameya? Shenasis kameya zu legimul anoshim mechayli ze. Now, this nusach, we had here three nuschois, for chayli aleph, nusach aleph. So, nusach aleph, lemaise, was given to three different people. Shenazis kameya zu legimel anoshim mechayli ze. Ben shekosvo roife ze. Now this nusach became a nusach that's humche. We see nusach aleph worked for three different people. So nusach aleph became also a mumche. The gavre became a mumche on writing nusach dalet. And nusach aleph became humche because nusach aleph helped for three people. And now Rashi says something, Rashi is moisif. Now that we say, mumche kameye, that the kameye is mumche, so Rashi says, bein she kosva roife ze, now, if the fourth time, we said that this nusach aleph became mumche, so let's say the fourth time this roife will write this nusach, then theoretically you have a double hamcha. This chayfe himself is doch umche bechlal afilu von nusach dalet. Bein shekos v'chayfe yache, or another chayfe will write it. Nasa akameya mumche. Rashi speaking about him. Rashi is speaking about how it became umche to begin with. Sai, this chayfe wrote all three. And Tzai, or another Reife, wrote it. Nasa HaKameya Mumche, so now the Kameya becomes a Mumche. So two cases that we have, Mumche Gavre, Mumche Kameya. The first case, Rashi said that everything happened in one shot. Seems the first case is speaking about, he wrote for three people one Nusach. So the Nusach became Humche, and he became Humche, it seems, for this Nusach. For this Nusach al-Kaponim, he's Humche. Or maybe there's no Nafkemin, the Nusach alone became Humche. But Lamaise, the Gabra also became Humche by being Matzliach in three Ksivais. The Nusach is also Humche. And the second case is that he became Humche l'chol Kameyes. That's speaking about, he wrote for three different people, three different chaloim, three different neschois. And one of the neschois became umche, helped for the same chayli, three different people, three times. So now the nusach became also umche. So that is two cases. So Rav Papa said, in order to be permitted to carry a kameya in Shabbos, you don't need Humche gavre, humche kameya. Elakivin the ismachi gavre, aval gav, dlo ismachi kameya. So now Rashi had a problem. How do you have a case, the ismachi gavre, dlo ismachi kameya? According to the first case, the minute the side the gavre and side the kameya becomes humche together. How do you have ismachi gavre? Lo yismachi kamei. So Rashi says, the nafkamin will be in the second case. Kiven the yismachi gavre begimel mini kamei es l'gimel b'nei yoda. So now this person is a mumche to write kameis. He'll write kameya dalet, he'll also, avol gav lo yismachi kamei. The nusach mitzad atzmai never became humche. Shalei ripe kamei ze odam mei oilom. Avol pikein. One is permitted to carry it. Because it says, min ha-mumche, mashme me'oda mumche. Like Tony Bizman, she'ein e-mumche, d'lave mashme d'kopit, a-mumche kameya atzma. That the kameya itself has to be a mumche. Kameya ein e-loloshin kesher, u'de'ikrin shol sherosi samamonim, nami kruyin kameya. Tono Rabbono, eizehu kameya mumche, Kol sheripo vishono vishilish. Kameya mumche is that this nusach worked three times. Ripo vishono vishilish. Echot kameya shal ksav. Sai, the nusach kameya shel ksav, that the nusach was written three times, ve'echad kameya shel ikrin, or this combination of ikrin were put together three times, or marape achayli. So this is a kameya mumche. Now the Baraisa continues. Who's permitted to wear a kameya? Echad chayle sheyesh bay sakone. Ve'echad chayle she'ein bay sakone. Both of them are permitted to wear a kameya. And not only loyish and nichpe, not only a person who already, a chayle she'ein bay sakone, the chayle was already chal on him. Loyish and nichpe, here they were speaking about a chayli of epilepsy, that not that he's an epileptic and that's why he's carrying this kameya, ela shelo yichpe. If he's a family, comes from a family that suffer from epilepsy, and he's wearing this kameya in order to not to be affected from this chayli, he's also permitted to wear it. So chayli shein by sakone includes if he wants to ensure he shouldn't become a chayla. Let us see Rashi. V'loi shenich peklaim alei teimed lo yeitzel misha bo olav ha-chayli kvar pam achas. Nichpem hayni chayli sha'odam noifo machmosai. He falls because of this chayli loretz. Makeyu b'roishai. I think Kashi is going on the chayli. The chayli attacks the head, the moichay umapiloi, and he loses his balance and he falls. The kaisher umater. Elosh lo yichpe, Rashi says, shebo mi mishpachas nichpin, v'doyik shelo yichpe. The kaisher is permitted to be mekasher this kameya umater, afilu b'shu sarab. Ubovat shelo yikshirenu b'shir, that attach it to tachshitim ubetabas v'yeitzei b'yibushus harabim. Sarashi says b'shir atzodo mipnei, and the Gemara says mishim ma'arasayim, mipnei ma'arasayim, Rashi says, loy merzi keman the boy leil refue. Even though his intent is, he wants it should be merapim, but to the world it looks like he's wearing this as a tachshit. Ela le tachshit, v'lav tachshitu, ela machmas daiges chayli. So there's a iser of barasayim. The world it looks that he's not wearing it l'tzayrach chayli, he's wearing it al tachshit. And since he doesn't have a teresah tachshit, this person is nifshal in the iser of eitzor. So even though between you and me he's wearing it b'teres refueh, and l'maise there's no iser of eitzor involved, but al tzvayisim nekiyim, people shouldn't think he is Ivan the Isareit, so Chazal Aser, he should be mekasher the kameya to the tachshit. Al koponim, it would seem from the previous baraisa, that in order to become a kameya mumche, one, it is not necessary to be merape three different people. If he's merape one person also, it's also sufficient. It says, Ripe, Vishana, Vishilish. Frek the Gemara, Vasanya, we learned a different Baraisa. Eizehu Kameya Mumche, Kol Sheripo Gimel Bnei Odom Keechot. Let us see Rashi. Vasanya, Kol Sheripo Gimel Bnei Odom, Ola Elktoni, Kol Sheripo, Vishono Vishilesh Vatilu Odamechot. And here it says you need three different people. So the Gemara Loikasha Ho Limchuye Gavre. The second Baraisa that says it has to be Merapa three different people. That is to make the Gavra Mumche. Ho Limchuye Kameya. In order to make the Kameya Mumche, the sufficient that it was merape, the same kameya was merape three, that they even the same person three times. Zogt Rashi, hai lemchuye gavre, Hodiktani Gimel Bnei Adam. Mishum Destam Gimel Bnei Adam Shloishe Minei Chaloi. Three people must have three different kranken. Va'ayri Begimel Minei Kameyim. So speaking about, he wrote three different kameyim, three different neschoyis. She'einam doimim zelaze. And what is the baraisa say? What do we accomplish? Ulam chuyei gavre. So now the gavre becomes a mumche. She'nase mumche b'chol kameyim she'yase lo'ilo. Now, if this person wrote three different kameyim for three different chayloim, so whatever kameya he will write, he's a mumche. Kedamrinim bebobekame, nogach sheir bachamer vegomo, nase muad lakel. If a sheir was negeach three minim, so I'm toile that the sheir, I see the sheir as a vil de sheir, and second of all, I see that the sheir is not in the spoil from certain meaning. We see that the three different meaning and all had the same result. It was negeya. Is nasa muad lakel. So it's a muad for a sus also. Aval akameya, but in the second case, ene mumche. Im yichtoiv roife acher echad mehem. For a different roife will write one of these kameyas. So we never were proven that this nusach is a bodekim a nusach de kenusach. I see this person knows how to write. This person is a mumche in ksivis kameyas. He was merapa three people with three different kameyas. So mustamal not to be merapa fourth person also. But it is not, there was no hamcho on the kameya. So therefore, if another roife will write this nusach, we do not know that this nusach will help. The Rishonim ask Akasha and Rashi, L'cheiretz no tzushtel to nogach sher v'chamer v'gomo. There all you have to know is two things. You have to know if it's a vilde sheir. I see it was negeach three times. You also have to know if it's scared of minim, of certain minim bother him. If I see that three different minim were ma'oirer, a rotzen, a negich, and a koich, a negich from the sheir, so I see that there's not a special mean that angers the sheir. It's wild to all minim. So I can assume even a fourth mean also. But here the Ritva asks, there's so many chaylim, there's so many chayloim, there's so many refuas. So memele, if this person, we see this person was a mumche, he was matzliach, for a miyuta de miyuta of the chayloim, three chayloim he was merape. So memele he's the roife mumche, not everything from three chayloim and three kameyas, he's a mumche for everything. The Ritva Lamaisa answers that this is an interesting teretz. L'inyin aitzoyis Shabbos ve'inin ve'ikeriz shelo yekameya masri. That's the criteria over here. Is ein ono tzrichim vadois gemure sheyakameya roi lerefue v'chazok alimte. She don't need, in order to make it ois masri, one does not need 100% insurance that it is going to work. Ella, kol sheyesh bekameya bitochein ledas bnei adam. If people look at it, if people are convinced, if people will rely on this roife already, shesvurim shehu roi lerapis behem, Shiva lon shul choshev loy malbish. The aspenei adam ki chol roife sheripe gimul cheloyim mishunim shekemei oisa toivais umayilois. That means lo yitzui have a rebbe, one person had katazatzoi, one to the rebbe in Nitzel Gavon, a tzveito, there'll be a big line already by this rebbe. Just need three people. It's convincing already. People rely on this already. Even though for insurance maybe it's not good statistically. Aber al kaponim, in das b'nei adam, this is sufficient. So al kaponim, in order to get a shame malbish is it worthwhile wearing? In das b'nei adam, this is already worthwhile wearing. If he was merape three people, so memele, by the das ha-hamoin, he has a din of a reife mumche, and it gets a shame malbush already. So therefore, if three people from three different chayloim were nisrape, so this person gets a haloche of a reife mumche. Vaho diktoni kol sharipo vishana vishilesh Mairi b'choyli echad. That's speaking about the same choyli. V'kosvoy zeha lachash, v'ripe gimul pomen. This person wrote one lachash for one person three times. Oyla adam echad, oyla shloish. But it was the same choyli. And it helped. Olismachuye kameya mairi. And there the purpose is lismachuye kameya, to make the kameya kameya mumche. Dinase a kameya levadai mumche al yedei odomze. So here Rashi says, if one person will write for three times, let's talk about Odom Echad. He's writing for one person three times the same Kameya, and they were Matzliach. Is Rashi says, Nasa Kameya Levadoi Mumche Al Yedei Odom Ze. What does that mean? That means that the Kameya became a mumche if this person will write it. That means he wrote three times for one person, three Kameyas, and it helped. So if he'll write now the same Kameya for a fourth person, or for a second person we're speaking about, a fourth time he'll write for a second person, that's called that the Kameya became a Kameya mumche. But if someone else will write this kameya, it's nothing. Oy, Narashi says another case. Im kosvum shloisha roifim. What if you had three different roifim wrote three the same kameyas for one person? Nase kameya shalachash ze mumche miyad kol adam. So then, this kameya will help whoever will write it. So the second halacha we understand very well. That means three different people wrote for the same machla, the same lachach, and it all helped. So we see two things. We see that whoever writes this lachach for this machla helps. So this lachach is umchet to help. It doesn't matter who the kaisiv of this lachach is. But if one person wrote it, then it is only, the kameya is only a mumche if the same person will write it again. That's what Rashi says over here. Let us go back to Rashi before. When Rashi before said, Ismachi kameya, the mumche kameya, Rashi said, Shenasis kameya zu legimel anoshim mecheli ze. Bein shekosva roifei ze, bein shekosva roifei acher, nasa kameya mumche. Though what episode is given, it doesn't matter who's going to write it. Seems the Rosh Loim Pshat way it started saying, Bein shekos v'roifei zeh, bein shekos v'koi su'acha means that the fourth time it doesn't matter who's going to write it. And here Rashi says that it matters who write it. If the first three times came about that one person wrote it, so it's only a mumche if this person will write it the fourth time. We have a shtikol stira, but we're going to get involved with more stira. So let's continue. Zok de Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Papa, pshita li tlas kameya leta tlas gavri tlosa zimni ismachi gavre vismachi kameya. Zot Rashi, Tloso kamei gimel minei lachash, that three nuschois were written. So let's see again the gimel tlas kamei, three nuschois, letlas gavri, we have before Rashi tlas gavri because usually different people have different machlas. So three different nuschois were written for three different people who had three different machlas. And now we have tloso, tloso zimni. Tloso, tloso zimni zaktarashi. Kol lachash ripo shloisha pa'amim. Each lachash was now merape three times. So one person wrote three different lachoshim for three different people, and now each lachash was merape three times for one person. Is ismachi gavre bechol kameyis lo'ilam shrei umche b'shloisha mini kameya. So this person becomes a mumche bechol kameyis lo'ilam because of the first. We have here two things happen. He wrote three different kameyas for three different people. So these three kameyas make him a mumche b'chol kameyas lo'ilom. Shrei umche b'shloisha mini kamey. V'smachi kameya. Now something else happened. Tlosa, tlosa zimni. Shloisha kameyim halolu. Now these three kameyas, which were written for three different machlas. Now, these three kameyas were tripled for the machla they were written for. Shloisha kameyim halolu, nasim mumchim, miyad kolodo. Now here Rashi says that now it's mumchim, miyad kolodo. That anyone can write it. Here we see a stira from what Rashi said before. Sherei ripe kol echad gimel pa'amim. Because each nusach was merape three times. So therefore anyone can write this nusach. And it will help because I see this nusach is bodike menusach. Ve'ein loimer mazel horoyfe goyrem. So now all of a sudden Rashi asks, it seems like Rashi had said before, that if one person wrote the same nusach three times, so it became umche, that if he'll write a fourth time it will help. But it is no raya that if someone else will write it will help. So Rashi says, "Ve'ein loimel mazel horeife goyrim." You can't say that the mazel of the roife was goyrim. So how could I say, "Nase mumchim miyad kolodo"? Maybe these kameya, this nusach, only helps if the first Reifel will write it, because his mazel was Goyim. Zok Rashi, the ein hadavar toli b'mazel ha-Reifel, ella b'chochmosai. I'm not telling that the mazel of the Reifel is the Messiah, is the Goyim to the Refuah. I'm Taila, the Chachmas HaRaifei is the Geirim to the Refuah. Ve'ein Loimer Nami, Mazel HaChayle Gorim Shem Misrape, Ayidei Kameyin. Maybe I should be Taila that the Mazel HaChayle was Geirim. Shrei B'Shloisha Anoshim Uzak. Because this person was Uzak, with three anoshim. Let us leave this Rashi in the Luften. We'll try to come back to this Rashi. Let us go a little further. But Al-Kaponim, we can see that there are problems here. Al-Kaponim, one problem is Ichaboylet, that here Rashi says that by the Ismachi Kameye is Nasa Mumchem Miyad Kolodom. And Rashi before said, if one person wrote a Kameya three times, so it is only Umche that he'll write again for himself, not for someone else. So this is Shreklach, the Stirin Rashi. Let us go a little further. Tlosa Kameya. Litlosa Gavri. What if one person wrote three kameyas to three different people? Chad zimne. And the summit we mentioned before, Tlosa Gavri means that each person had a different machle, and he wrote three different kameyas. But he only wrote these kameyas once. She wrote three Nuschois, Nusach Aleph, Nusach Beis, and Nusach Gimel. Is Gavro Ismach. So this person becomes a Mumche. I see with Merapa three different types of Cheloi. This is like Sheir Chamoyer Vegomel. Kameya lo Ismach. The Kameya will not become Mumche because each Nusach only helped once. So we cannot say this nusach is bodek and menusach. Chad kameye litlosa gavri. The person wrote one kameye litlosa gavri. Kameye ismachi. Gavre lo ismachi. Let us see Rashi. In the previous case, kameya lo yismachi, lovoi miyad roifei acher. And Rashi is mukhach to say this, because we're speaking about one person who had written for three different people, three different nuschois. So the gavre is a mumche. So if he'll write even a fourth nusach, it'll be good. So what does the Gemara mean that kameya lo yismachi, lovoi miyad roifei acher. That means if he'll write, it'll zicha be good, because it's the, so it means, but the kameya is not a kameya mumche that someone else could write it. So here we have an offener raya, that when the kameya becomes a mumche, someone else can write it also. If the nusach is good, anyone can write it. Again, we had a problem before Rashi had said that it's shaykh that the kameya should be a mumche, but only he has to write it. Someone else can't write it. Chad kameya litlosa gavri. Chad kameya litlosa gavri lechoyli echot. Three people had one sickness, and he wrote one lachash. Is kameya ismachi, so this lachash is mumche, miyad kol odom. So Rashi says, hinochamol, when the kameya became mumche, so everyone can write it now. If it's the kameya is mumche, So Mamela, so I see this Nusach is Bodekim and Nusach, so anyone who write it will help. Gavre lo yismachi. So Rashi Erekashi, what's up? Gavre lo yismachi. He wrote for three different people this Nusach. So what's that? I mean, for this Nusach, he's zicher a mumche. Lekameya acha. So if he's lo yismachi lekameya acha, she'eni shalach ashzeh v'shal choy lizeh. He's taka mumcha also in this lachash, he's a mumcha. God, everyone is a mumcha now in this lachash. But you can't say he's not a mumcha in this lachash, but he's not a mumcha in another lachash. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boi Rav Poppe. Tlose kameye lechad gavre mai. What if one person will write three kameyas for three different chayloim to one person? As the Rishonim say, when they give a moshel here, Shachefes and Dalekes and three chayloim. And this person wrote for him three different kameyas, and they all worked. Tlose kameya lechad gav. My. Kameya vade lo yismach. That's for sure. Each nusach zichah did not become a kameya mumche, because each nusach only worked once for shachefes. So there was one kameya that worked once. You can't say that this is a umche dikye kameya for this machle. It only worked once. But the shaila is, this person was merape three different chaylim. Chayloim, not chaylim. It's one chayle, but it's three different chayloim. Three sicknesses. With three different kameyas. So lechayre, this should be like shayr chamoyr v'gomo. That means we see he's in each machle, mamish, he writes the kameya and it works wonders. So lechayre, kameya vadi lo yismachi, gavre yismachi. But the person did become a mumche. That's lechayre pashtus. Oy lo yismachi. Or maybe he didn't become a mumche. Mi amrinin ha'asile. Do I say he was merapim from three different cheloim? So he's a mumche. Oy dilme mazle dahay gavru hu de kamekabel kisve. No, maybe he's not a mumche. Maybe it's the mazel of the chayle. The chayle, this chayle, kameyas work very, very easily on him. But it's not muchach that this person is a mumche. If it would be three different people, then I would be taller than the person. But since it's one person with three chayloim, so it could be the sibbe is the mazel of the chayle. So mamela, so we don't know if this person became a mumche for all chayloim. Dr. Rashi. Tlosa kameya shel shalosh mine chayli. It was written to one person. Kameya vadi leis machi miyado demacher. Again, so Rashi all over says, besides the problematic Rashi that we had in the beginning of this Amud, that when the kameya, ahumche kameya, would mean that everyone is allowed, any person is allowed to write it, yeah. Kameya vadi leis machi miyado demacher shele ripel lepamacher. So it's only merape one. So tamzen ishtavos tered. But now the shaila is mazloi dahai gavre. What's mazloi dahai gavre? Malochai shalchai lize, the mekabel hakameya, the one who's mekabel the kameya. Maybe his maloch episazoi is that's the sibbe why the kameya works. So all of a sudden, the Gemara says asvare, if the Nisrape was one person, So it could be his mazel is the sibbe. And you're not toile in the hamcha of the roife. It could be the mazel of the chayli is the sibbe. Im taima, so the Gemara doesn't know. Mimas nisen de la el shamin elo. Fact Rashi, if the Gemara is a shayla, if you have one chayla that was nisrape, are you toilet in the mazel of the chayla or in the hamcha? So before we also had a similar case. Before we had a case that one kameya, one nusach, was written three times for one person. Eze kameya mumche, kol sheripa, vishana vishilish. So that is a din of a kameya mumche. There's a din of a kameya mumche. And it helps. Im taime mas nisen de lel shamin ala, de tani kol sheripa vishana vishilish. The mashma la adam echot. That's the three different people. Because vishana vishilish vais tachais, it was repetitious. It's the same machle, the same chayle, the same doctor, the same nusach, everything the same. Vokimne dis machi kameye. Vloimrine mazlehu. We don't say that's the mazle of the chayle. Loidami. So Rashi says a teret. Hosom chat kameyo. There it was one kameya that worked three times. Veleka lemitlayu b'mazla de gavre. There you can't be toile b'mazla de gavre. Ela b'kameya. There you say it's the nusach. It's not the nusach that was written. Abahani. But here we're speaking about three different kameyas. Vadai b'gavre toli. That means we don't see bechlal that this nusach is a bodikim a nusach dikim nusach, because each nusach was only written once. No, begamre toli. Either we say that this roife is a mumche, so we have to attribute the success to the roife. Oy be roife, oy be misrape. But if you're attributing, that means here you can't pinpoint that the nusach is a nusach hamoyel, because each nusach was only used once. So you have to say that if there's any amcha over here, it has to be because the roife is a mumche. So if you're speaking about the gavre, there's another gavre involved. Who says it's the roife? Who says the roife gets the medals? Maybe it's the misrape. Maybe the misrape mazloi gorim. Hilchich mi boilon b'may nitle. So here the Gemara is a shayle b'may nitle. A very shveri Gemara. And let us try a little to explain the two shverikaiten do in Rashi. The first, that Rashi is a chsoisa. Rashi in one place by Stachos, that if the kameya was ismachi kameya, anyone can write it. Nase mumchim miyad kol odo. And in one place by Rashi by Stachos, that only the Kaisev can, if it was Ismachi Kameya, so the Kaisev will write a fourth Kameya, will be good. But another person cannot write it. Unless three different Raifim wrote this Kameya, so then any Kaisev could write it. So the Taisus HaRosh wants to say Pshat and Rashi. And he says Klolim. Now we have to understand the Klolim, but first let's relate the Klolim. He says as follows: In kosav roife echot, kameya echot, laodam echot, gimel pomin. You have here a person three times got sick, three times this roife wrote him the same kameya, and three times it was successful. Nase hakameya mumche miyad oisei roife. So this kameya is mumche miyad oisei roife lechol chayle sheyichtevenu. He can now write this kameya to any chayle, this roife. V'loi miyad roife yacher, but another roife will not help. Kiven shloi huchzak begimel chayle. Since we only see the hamcha of the kameya by this one chayle, it was lehuzak begimul chaylem, so it can only help, that means the fourth kameya that will help can only be written by this reife, because lehuzak begimul chaylem. Abo, im ripei boi gimul chaylem, but what will be? We have the same reife, the same machle, but we have three different people had this machle, and this Reife wrote three of the same kameyas to these three different people. Humche hakameyem miyad kolodo. Then anyone can write this kameya. Afal pi she Reife echot kosav kol kameya gimel pomim lechayle echot. Lamaise, one Reife wrote it for one machle, but since it worked on three different people, so then anyone can write it. If it worked on one person, only this reife can write it. One Rashi is speaking about it was written to three different people, that you can check up on the Rashis. And the other Rashi is speaking out it was written for one person. Then he says another vote. Kameya Echot, that was written for one person three times. Anu toilim b'mazol ha-reife. There is such a thing of the mazol ha-reife. Avol im kotav gimel mine kameyim. He wrote three types of kameyim. Anu toilim b'chochme sheyesh loy b'kameyis. The nase kameyim shaloi mumchim miyad kol odo. Al koponim, he's magde, let us try to understand this halacha. There's a halacha that if one reife wrote it for the same person three times, so the Taisus HaRosh says the reason it is only humche for this reife, because we are toile b'mazel of the reife. It could be, perhaps this is a dimyan, the Gemara says in the Dorim, aflametesam et bay, kol hamavaker esachoile noitel echod misamach michoye. There's working without kameyas. But the psalmavaker takes away a 60th. But the Gemara says it doesn't work by every mevaker, it works by ben giloy. Ben giloy, so the Ran says, what's the taj ben giloy? Shenoilet amevaker b'mazloy shelachoyle. The mevaker was born with the same mazel, the same shaw, the same time, like the choyle, so his bikul could be makel of the, could lessen the choyle from the Chayle, 160th. Of Al Kaponim, so we see that there's an Inyan that a similar mazel could be makel the Chayle of the Chayle. So it could be, if a person is writing Kameyas, Nishra wrote three Kameyas for one person, so could be his mazel is Messiah in the Ksivis HaKameya. We don't see over here. That means we have the same two people who were Matzliach three times. So it could be the mazel of the, in the Tais HaRosh says, Klo, by Kameya Echad on the Toilim b'mazel HaRoifim. It could be, so with Toile, could be it's Mikredik, that this Chayle and this Roifa have the same mazel, but the gather of Chazaka is, Fakert, Mikris won't happen 3 times. That means by 3 different Cholim. We won't say that it's Alts getroffen Cholim with the same mazel. That you won't say. So could be that is the gather of the Taisus HaRosh. 3 different Cholim, the same Choli. So there you're not telling that Gratz hat sich getroffen, that this Reife was the same mazel of all these 3 Cholim. And that's why it worked. That's, coincidences don't happen 3 times. So Mestama would tell her that it's not the mazel of the Reife, it's the Chochmah of the Ksav. So therefore, if it happens to 3 different people, so Memele, so then anyone can write it. But if it was written 3 times for 1 person, so Memele, then it could be that it's the mazel of the Reife that's the Sibbe why it helps. Now, Rashi, but we have to understand, but Salachira, why could he write for, let's say, if one person wrote for 3 people, for 3 times for 1 person, so Memele, then we say that could be it's his mazel. So another person cannot write. So the Shaila is, why could he write for another person? If it's mazloi, so memele, so maybe his mazel helped for this chayla. How do we say ismachi kameye that he could now write for another person also? If the nusach is not bodik imenuse, maybe it's his mazel. So how do we know his mazel can help for another person also? The last Rashi that Rashi asked when Rashi says by the Gemara Klal HaFaker Teshayla, if there were 3 different Cholim, Choloim, by 1 Chole, so the Gemara Klal, does the Reife become a Mumcha, do you say Mazle the Chole? So there Rashi asked the Kasha, but it was 3 the same Kameyas, the Kameya does become a Mumcha. Why didn't you say it's the mazel of the Chayla? So Rashi says, by Smachi Kameya, you're not toilet in the Chayla. The Ritva explains it a little bit. The Ritva says, the Kivin dika lemitle b'chayla, dika lemitle b'kameya, b'kameya talinen. Ki hu ha'iker sheboi misrape yachayla. So memele, if you see hatzloche in the kameya, you're not toilet in the chayla. V'chi kami boilon heiched lo yismachi kameya, v'asofik noilet ben gavri, ben haroifei v'hanirpo. Then the shayla is, Femadav Megem the Yashikoyach, the Chochma Sarefe, or the Mazel of the Chayla. Let us go further. Iboyelo, Kameyim Yesh Behen Mishum Kedusha, Eidulma Ein Behen Mishum Kedusha. To Kameyim Heva Kedusha. Lamai Ilchese. Zuk the Gemara. Ilein Melatsu Linu Mipnei Hadleike. If you'll say, it's negay if one is permitted to be matzala kameyim if they had like toshma. Habrochais v'ha kameyim. If you had something, a siddur that was written brochis, or you had kameyim. Af al pi she yesh bem oisiyos, even though there's askoris, the shemis. Ume inyona is harbe she betoyron this psukim. Ein matzilin oison mipnei hadleike. One is not permitted to be matzal. V'nisrofim bimkoimo. You are not matzal. Mamela, so we have enough in the Baraisa. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Latzolinu Bishabes Lochotzer Hamureves Kishar Kisvei HaKadosh. This Posh by us says Chotzer Mureves, the Zagirs on the side Lochotzer Sheinu Mureves. Seems we have to know the Sugye Weiter, Rabbi Keveger, understood Kipshute Lochotzer Mureves, is a stira from Rashi Weiter. Seems there's a whole pilpul, is it a Chotzer Mureves or Chotzer Sheinu Mureves? So it says, Abroche shetikno chachome, kegoin tisha shol roi sheshone, shesh bemalchi yis, vechoynes, vesheifres, yev de psukim, yev de shemes, minyoneis, miparshi yis harbe, shekoisven behen, as hamikroi shol refue, af al pikein, you cannot be matzel mipnei hadleik. So you know, so it's no shayl. Elo le'inyin gnize, is a person mechuyev to be goyinis. Toshma, ayekosuv, and Rashi by says was goyinis ayekosuv, Shem, al yodei sakeilim. Hashem was written al yodei sakeilim, valkarei hamite, yogoy, v'yignizenu. There's a Shem that was written there, it's ton gnize. So there's also no shayla. Eloli konis ben bebeisakis. So what is the shayla? The shayla is one permitted to go into a beis hakisei with a kemei? What is the shayla? Yesh bem kedusha v'osa aydul me'ein bem kedusha v'shori. Since it was written in Yisod l'shem refue, so it could be one is permitted to go into a beis hakisei. Toshma, so the Muslims, I'll bring you a rai. If that's your sofik, I'll bring you a rai. V'loi b'kameya b'zman sha'enei min ha-mumche. One is not permitted to wear a kameya if it's not min ha-mumche. O min ha-mumche nofik. V'yamrit kameyim yesh b'em yishum kedusha. If this halacha would apply, that one is not permitted to go into Beis HaKisei with a kameya, so how is one permitted to go out with a kameya? A michshol can occur zimnin the mitzvah lebeis hakisei. Ba'osu l'seyinu dal adamis b'shus harabim, and I'll carry it al adamis b'shus harabim. Ba'af al pikein, it says one is permitted to marry it, to carry a kameya. Sa'al kochach ba'is tois, less by kedusha. Let us see Rashi. O yekos of shem yogid, yokid smokim Hashem v'ignezenu. Stam beisakisi shalahen basodes. What Rashi is telling us, I really don't know. If I care if it's the sodes, so why should he carry the alvamas b'shusarab? He can take it off before he enters the beisakisi in the sode. Rashi is making problems, I really don't understand what Rashi is telling us over here. So we have a raya that you're allowed to take it into Beis HaKisei, because if you wouldn't be allowed to take it into Beis HaKisei, so lemaise, how you're permitted to wear it, will come lidei chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you know, hoche b'maya skinem b'kameya shel ikrin. The Mishnah is speaking about a kameya shel ikrin. A kameya shel ikrin, there's no kedusha. So the Gemara says, no. V'asanya echad kameya shel ksav, echad kameya shel ikrin. The halach is that a kameya mumche, one is permitted to wear, even though it's shalksav. So that's what the Beis HaKisei. So the Gemara, halach am I skinem b'chayla sheyesh b'isakon. A chayla sheyesh b'isakon is a k'trashi, ishok yolei minei. That means if I'll take off the kameya, there's a sakonet. So the shoyr le mail bem le beis hakisei mishum pikuach nefesh. So he's permitted to go to the beis hakisei because of pikuach nefesh. So you still don't have a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah that zicher raised this could be there's an isel to wear a kamei in a beis hakisei kedusha yesh boy, but we're speaking about a chilush yesh beis hakon. The Gemara, no, that's not true. Vasanya echot chilush yesh beis hakon. Ve'echot chayla she'en b'isakon. Chayla she'en b'isakon is also permitted to wear a kameya. Now, what's going to be when he have to go to the Beis HaKise? So right till we have a shayla, is a raya doesn't have a kedusha. So the Gemara says no. Still no raya. Elo kiven the mosi, since it is merape, aval gav de noket lei biyode nami shapel domi. So the Gemara says, no. What are you afraid of? He might come and carry it. Afilo will carry it. It's also a tachshit. Because while carrying it, it's merape. So memele, so zinari, you have nothing to be afraid of. He'll carry it. So was the shlach with carrying it. Aval gav de noket lei biyode tachshit ayu. This is weiter a tachshit. Hilkach inami maisi lei daladamis biyodayim lei mechayim. A tachshit is mutter to carry biyodayim also. Frag the Gemara, oh, that's not too poshit. Vosanya Rabbi Yoishi Yoimer, ubelvad shelo yachzenu biyodi vavirenu arba amis b'shusarab. Shelo yachzenu, loyhavi tachshit sheloi elo derech malbush. The Svasemis doesn't understand this Gemara. He asks, if he doesn't understand, why isn't it called a tachsh if it's merape? Why, if it's merape, derech, oichsei biyodoi, we see in Taisvus, it's even though it's merape, he's a machalo shavis minatoiris, since he could wear it. Al kaponim vaistachoi, since he could wear it, the carrying is not a, I mean, that is zicha mistava. If the only way it's merape by carrying it, so it could be that zicha has a shame tachshit. But if by wearing it, it also is merape, so then the carrying, it seems Rabbi Ishi was machadish, so even though carrying it, it's also merape, but then the carrying is an isaritza. So memele, so we're back to the kashit. So memela, there is an issa to carry it. If there's an issa to carry it, say bazoi, so how are you allowed to wear a kameya? He might have to go to the Beis HaKise, and lemaisa, they'll have to take it off. They'll come to carry it. Alohochi b'maya skina b'mechupa oil. So the Gemara says, no, it's no problem. Could be kameya kedusha yesh boy. How he's allowed to go into a Beis HaKise? It's mechupa, it's covered, it's mechusa. So if it's mechusa, someone is permitted to go into the Beis HaKise. Fresh the Gemara, v'rei tefillin, the mechupa oyer. Tefillin is also mechupa oyer. V'sanya nichnas le-Beis HaKise, chayle tefillin berochei k'arba ames v'nichnas. One is not permitted to bring the tefillin into the Beis HaKise, even though the parshi is hamechupoyer. So the Gemara says, "Hosam mishum shin," because there ain't the chanami the parshi is hamechuse, but the shin of the shalroish is not mechuse. Amar Abaye shin shel tefillin alocha lamoishem misina. To have a shin. Amar Abaye dalit shel tefillin alocha lamoishem misina. Let us see Rashi. Shaloi yechzenu, v'loi havi tachshit shaloi elo derech malbush. V'mechusa oyer, v'leke gnuse me'ayel le'beis hakise, v'loi boi le'mishkele. There's no gnus, there's no gnai, it's mechusa. Agav uche, the Ritva asks here Akasha, a Yisaidis Tik Akasha, he says he doesn't understand how Oyer can help. We had a clown, the Gemara in Broches, that Kilyon will not help. If you have a separate Keli, a Keli that's not Miyuchid, then it helps. But a Keli that's Miyuchid for it cannot help. So the Ritva says a very interesting teretz. He says that what Kilyon does not help that Tavke if you take it in and you take it in and you take it out, then Kilyon doesn't help. But if it's there to stay, then Kilyon will help. Hazayzukta. Tchaylet tvilin, va'afal gav de bachusoir, sha'ar be'igray, sha'par shis ksubis bem, tchuva is betfusin shaloir. Tadimasa sarsha mishum shin, sha'asuye me'er achitzayim, atzmoy, Koimet boy gimel kmotim, ke'ein shin, mishakai, vadalet vayud asuyim bekeshem, shekoyshe horitzue, sheberoish, achas letzofen, vachas lemizrach, kemindalet. Rikzue ktane mi oit tluye bo mestome beide shal yad, vein bala kvife kemin yud vekoifa boit boit hoer lach veikfufa lo eilo. That you have ka ein yud. So me mele, so that's why you cannot bring tefillin into the beis hakisei, but kemeya you are permit. Zog toisvis, vosanya rab oishi oimel bovat. Kaimalari, Dilma Mishum Maris Ayin Davke, who also me the Rabbono. How do you know that Rabbi Ishii is, the Gemara held before this Bechlau no Iser. If it's Marape, when you carry it, so it's a Tachshit in your hand also. So the Gemara said, no. Rabbi Ishii Ahimel Belvad, Shalom Yerzenu Biyodiv Yevren Abamis Bishusarab. So the Gemara learned it's a Masri. Tektach Tais Vesus as it's a Masri. Dilma Mishum Maris Ayin Davke, who also me the Rabbono. My koisha bishir ubetabas. So memele, so koisha bishir ubetabas, people are toile, it's not there for refuah. The same thing, if you're not wearing the kameya, people are toile, it's not for refuah. So it's a drabana de kisa. Aber, mina toire, it's ziche has a toire stachshit. So memele, dashta leke lemigza, that filo maisi lo leke isurim ideraisa. So memele, so else is good. Could be Rabbi Ishii also only in the Rabboni, you're not allowed to carry Kameya. Mina Torah, you're allowed to carry it. So Memele, so yes, Takasha, how did Chazal permit to wear a Kameya? He might take it off in the base of Kisei and he might come to carry it. That already is a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Because if he will carry it, it's only also in the Rabboni. V'oimari, the Shaloyech Zenu B'yodoi. That's what it says, that Rabbi Ishii Ya'asar, Shloyer Zenu B'yodai, Mashma Afilu B'kaimtsoi. Not B'yodai means that people see how he's carrying it. Afilu B'kaimtsoi Deleka Marisayim. That means his hands are folded over and no one knows that he has a Kamei in his hand. So why is it Asar? Elisura D'yeraisa Ike, there's an Isar D'yeraisa to carry a kameya that is merape, if he could wear it. Afilu l'man v'yoma. So Taisva says, what's the raya? So Taisva says, kakashi. Could be that what, you're bringing a raya, because it says, l'chzenu b'yod means afilu b'koim. So you see, it's also min ha-teira. So Taisva says, maybe no, maybe it's also al-tmar ha-sayin. And there's a man the Omer that says, Kol dova sha'osro chachomim mishumar esayin afilu b'chadrei chadorim osa. So memele, so could be that's why it's osa tekai. It's still not right that it's osa min ha-toyre. So Taish says, Hochaloi shayich le-migzer. Here it's not shayich that cloud. Afilu oimid b'shuk v'noisim b'koim tse'en kamar esayin. So Taish says, Amir adiki yisod. That what Chazal asad b'chadrei chadorim means as follows. I do something usually begoli. So Chazal asked this pula. So Chazal said, afilu, now I'll do it b'seisa, Chazal still asked. But if it's always done b'seisa, I always carry it b'koimtsoi, so it's never b'goli. So there's never marisayin. So why is it also? So kochach pshat is that it is also because it is also minatayra to carry, even though it is merapin. Shin shel tefillin. Like Gosin and Dalet v'Yud shel Tefillin, the way we have the Girsa, the Rashi has the Girsa. The Muchich bePerik v'Memad Likin Gabi Hod the Tani Rav Yosef the Hirshul Melech Shemayim El Adavar Hamuta Beficha Mukilah L'Ritzu Eisayim like Porich Dalet shel Tefillin Halacha L'Moish Mesina Kede Porich Gabi Shin. When we learned the Gemara, we had spoken out, there's a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi holds that the Dalet, the Rashi says, it's also the same thing, the Dalet and the Yud of the Ritzuis is Taka the Shem Shakai. And there's an Inyan of Ksivis Hashem. So Memele, you would need Minamuta Beficha without Allah Halamayisha Misinai. Without Allah Halamayisha Misinai, you would need Minamuta Beficha. And Taisvis learns that the whole halach is only on the shin, but the dalit, Bechlal Taisvis learns in other places, you don't even need a tzura of a dalit, but it's zichah no din of ksivis Hashem, so you don't need, it doesn't have a din, lamanti yeteris Hashem beficha, you don't need minamuta beficha on the ritzuis, because the Bechlal doesn't have Hashem ksive and Hashem, the din of Teres Hashem, so Mamel, therefore you need a bezunder aloch alamayshim isinai to tell us that the Ritzuis have to come from a behemoth Torah.